My man, Dick Gregory, is performing at the Uptown Comedy Club in Atlanta September 23rd through the 25th and at the Hollywood Improv in L.A. October 8th. If you get a chance, go by and see Dick Gregory. It's a seminar. It's not just a comedy show. It's a seminar. You learn yes, something. Good morning, Dick Gregory.
Good morning, my brother. Let me just first say something to you, man. I'm thinking about the black colleges. If I close all white colleges down, including Harvard. When you look at this dumb dude that's supposed to have tied up the whole world in New York over the weekend, the UN is in session, and they catch him because he sleep. The one thing would have been most stupid than that was go by the police station, go to sleep. And then we said, oh, aren't those cops smart? Jesus Christ, wait a minute. A pressure cooker. I used to see my mother with a pressure cooker, beef stew. Now he's smart enough to make a bomb in a pan that you cook beef in, and it take them that long to catch him, and now they praise him. Oh, the cops did good work, please, please. And poor little Donald. You know, when I was a little boy, the one thing that a black person would call you is dumb. Mister. I haven't had nobody black call Donald Trump stupid. Stupid, or he dumb. You walk up to him and say, I'll give you a penny for your thoughts. He'd have to give you change back, man. Listen, mind me. If I was a mind reader, I would just charge him half and then put him out. So thank you. Man, just thank you for what you're doing out there.
What will happen if we don't vote and Trump becomes president of the United States?
Well, see, I haven't even got to that point. I haven't even got to that point. You know, when you stop and think about first, when I think about looking at him and looking the way he acts, see, I grew up in there. I'll be 85 years old my next birthday. I grew up looking at Frankenstein and Wolfman and all of them. If you put them all together, you know, he would be dumber than them. So it's just something. It's something wrong. See, what we make a mistake, that don't say nothing about him, okay? That says something about America, okay?
Yeah.
That's a reading you get on America, to look at him and to think if he can do business like that, if he can make that much money doing business. I got a dumb cousin called me the other day and said, I said, what you doing? He said, I need to borrow some money to go in business. I said, business? Man, you flunked out in kindergarten. He said, if Trump can make $1 million a day, I know I can do well.
Mr. Gregory, what are you saying to young black people, especially who are saying that they're liking what Donald Trump is saying and they may vote for him?
Well, wait. Don't act like this just happened.
No?
We've always said, what about the black folks that are selling drugs on the corner? Huh? What about the drugs that's being sold on the corner? I mean, I'm sitting... And I go all over this country, and I hear black folks talking about Trump. I haven't had one talking about cops shooting black folks in the head, okay? Mm. I mean, it's something wrong with the whole group, okay? And so somewhere that if it works, then you know America, where America is. And, you know, we keep wanting to blame dumb, stupid people for stuff, but... When you look at him, I mean, you can look at him and tell he's a thug and a fool, but we keep talking about, oh, well, what about the people that want to vote for him? What about those senators in Congress that have backed him, huh? So when you take about the black doctor that ran earlier.
Ben Carson. I mean,
mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he backed him, and he's supposed to be a brain surgeon. You know? I mean, look, I got a headache. I wouldn't go to a doctor now. somewhere. But look. First, we got to back up and realize Hitler. When you think about the stuff that Hitler had, the intelligence people around him, this didn't just start. There's something about this whole thing. I went out to the zoo the other day. I just got so tired looking at him. I went out to the zoo and went to the gorilla cage. And then I looked at the gorilla and looked at me, and I realized gorillas have short legs and long bodies. Black folks have long legs and short bodies. If I took all them white folks that were standing out there and took their clothes off and took my clothes off, only the gorilla and the white folk got hair all over their body, okay? If I looked at the gorilla's, look at his mouth. A gorilla got thin lips, thinner than a razor blade. My lips ain't thin. So when I go to the gorilla, who do I see? I see Trump. Oh. So if he wins, all you got to do there is get you some peanuts.
Wow. And forget about the popcorn. Oh my God!
Dick Gregory, did he bring a full circle?
What? This weekend.
Genius.
In Atlanta.
This weekend.
Don't miss it. Yes.
The Uptown Comedy Club in Atlanta.
All right, Brother Greg.
Thank you, my brother. Peace and love to you and your family and all your listeners. Thank you.